Okay, so up next, we have Julien Dubois. He's going to talk to us about securely deploying your applications to Azure Spring Cloud. So take it away, Julien.
Thank you, Brian. So we are going to develop a Spring Boot application and deploy it to Azure Spring Cloud, of course, and we're going to see how we can secure it using authentication and authorization in the cloud. So let me just introduce myself. I'm Julien Dubois. I manage the Java Developer Advocacy Team at Microsoft. I'm well known in the Java world as the creator and lead developer of the Jipster project. And I'm also a Java champion, like Brian, by the way. And you can follow me on Twitter at Julien Dubois. What we're going to build today is an app to alert people when there is a weather issue, because we're in 2020, so it's useful now. That app will use, of course, Spring Boot, and is going to be deployed in a production-grade environment as a Spring Cloud, and it will be secured with OAuth 2, which is the usual standard to secure applications, and it will be done with Azure Active Directory. So let me get started. I'm going here to start.spring.io, which is the best place to start your Spring Boot application from scratch. And I'm having all the default options here, like Java, latest version of Spring Boot. And I'm going to add a few dependencies to create my app. So the first dependency I want to add is web. It's going to be a web app. I'm going to have also some HTML. I'm going to use Timeleaf, which is a template engine. As I want to secure my app, I'm going to use Spring Security, and I'm going to add OAuth 2. So at the moment, I have not added any Azure-specific configuration. I'm just going to add one now. It's already included in start.spring.io. It's called Azure Support. It's just going to give you a bill of material, which gives you so the version numbers of the Spring Boot JAS that you can use with Azure. So I'm just adding it now, and we're going to see what we can do with it afterwards once my project is generated. So let me just generate the project. Okay, it's downloaded. I'm going to open it up. The project is here. Let me open it up with IntelliJ. Here is my project. So that project, of course, is very simple. And if I go to my pom.xml, we can see that I'm using Azure version 2.3.3. So that's the latest version, of course, of the Azure bill of material. And we've got here some JARs, well, the ones that I've asked for, so for security, for web, and of course for Azure. I can already run my app. If I click here on run, I can have a look at the running app. Let me open it up here on localhost. Oh, it's not running yet. It's not starting yet. Sorry about that. Should be started. Yeah, here it is. So that app is running. It's secured. You can see that it's asking me for username and a password. But that's not doing much for the moment. So what I want to do first is secure it better. So instead of just having a login password, which are hard-coded into the app, like it's the case now, I want to connect my app to Azure Active Directory. So Active Directory is, of course, a very well-known system from Microsoft. Most companies have it, what we call the B2B version. So you have Active Directory inside your company to secure all your business apps. So it's already validated inside your company, and you can use it for your Spring Boot app. And we've got what we call the B2C version. So it's acting as a federator of OAuth 2 servers. So you can, for example, authorize people using a Gmail account or GitHub account or LinkedIn account. And then Active Directory will federate those accounts and will allow you to authenticate through them into your app. And that's what I'm going to do right now. So just to show you how easy it is, we're going to code this. So I'm going to do two things here. First of all, I'm going to add a new dependency because here my Azure Spring Boot Starter was just adding, I would say, the version numbers of Azure. And now I want a specific Spring Boot Starter, which is Azure Active Directory Spring Boot Starter. So the name is self-explanatory, of course. And I'm going to configure it. So I'm going to go to my application.properties file. And in that file, I'm going to copy-paste 4 properties that I've prepared before. As you can see here, I'm configuring, in fact, two things. I'm configuring here my tenant ID, so that's the name of the node of Active Directory that I will use. And then I'm configuring a client ID and a client secret. So that's basically the login and password to my Active Directory server that my app will use. Now that I've got this, I can just restart my app, stop and run. And that app will automatically connect to another Active Directory server that I have just configured before, in which I have configured this login and password. And we're going to see that instead of having this pop-up, if I restart, now I have a new page arriving, which is login with OAuth 2.0 with Azure. I didn't code that, it's already included. Of course, you can customize it to make it look better. And if I click here on Azure, now I can log in using different password. Here I've got my own Microsoft password for my company, and here I've got my personal password from Gmail, so I can log in here using my Gmail account. And here I'm logged inside my app. So we've got an error, of course, but it's a 404 error. What it's telling us, it's I was able to log in, and as we haven't coded anything yet, well, we need to now to add some web page, but everything is working. So let's code that page and then deploy that to production to have a feeling how easy it is to deploy that app to Azure Spring Cloud. So I'm going to copy-paste one HTML page here. Copy, and I'm going to paste it here in my templates. So it's a web page I've created before, which is basically just going to tell us a welcome to our weather application. And here you can click to send messages. And I'm going to deploy that app this time just to show another way of deploying. I'm going to deploy it using Maven. I can do a Spring Boot run. My app will start. And now when I come back to my app here, instead of having the white label error page, if I restart, I'm going to need to log in again because I stopped my server. And I'm going to have my web page here, which is running. So I have added security, but there's just one little issue. We can see we are logged in as Bob. That's because Timeleaf needs to be connected to Spring Security. And for that, we need one more little jar file from Timeleaf this time. So I'm going to add it to my pom.xml file here. And now this time, Timeleaf will understand Spring Security and OAuth 2. And instead of being logged in as Bob, I will be logged in as Julien Dubois, because I, as you remember, I logged in with my own Gmail account. And this will work without, well, me basically coding anything, and my name is here now. So I'm logged in, I'm secured by Active Directory, but as you see, I didn't do much. I added a Spring Boot starter, I configured it, and that's all that I needed to do. So for, I would say, a normal Spring Boot user, you are using the classical Spring Boot configuration system. Add a jar file, configure it in your application properties, and you can do all the tricks that you are used to do with application properties file. And that's it. And you're using a nice Azure service. You're going to be able to use many other Azure services that way. So just after this presentation, you've got Josh Long, who will be doing a demo on Spring Boot starters, and you will see that there are many more Spring Boot starters working the same way to improve your application using services from Azure. And well, we're going to show another one just afterwards, just to show how it you can improve your app. So my app is ready. Now I would like to deploy it to production. And for that, I'm going to use, of course, Azure Spring Cloud. So in my Azure portal here, I have created a few services. And I'm going to go to my Azure Spring Cloud instance here. So my Azure Spring Cloud instance is already running, and I've got one app which is here, hopefully. It's going to appear. Well, here's my app. And I'm going to deploy the app that I've just generated inside this Spring Cloud cluster. So let me go to the command line to show you better how it works. So I've already generated my app and run it on localhost. Now what I want to do is, I want to deploy it on Azure Spring Cloud. And so for this, I'm going, so download demo. And I'm going to use the following command line. Let me put it a little bit bigger for everybody. So what I'm doing here is I'm doing again Maven to package my app into a jar file, and I'm going to send it to the AZ command line and tell it to deploy my app to an instance which is called Weather, which is this one. And so let me run it because it takes a couple of minutes. It's going to take my compiled jar file, package it into Azure Spring Cloud, and deploy it into production. And we're going to be able here to see the logs of that deployment. There are two ways, in fact, to do that deployment. You can either upload the jar file, which is what I'm doing right now, or you can just send your source code, and then Azure Spring Cloud will build it and deploy it for you. The two options basically do the same in the end. If you send the source code, it's probably easier for you, and the build might be more efficient because we do some improvements on our side. But if you do a jar file like I'm doing now, well, you've got more control, and it might be a little bit faster. That's why I'm doing it right now, because I've got a fast laptop. Of course, now we would like to have some information about this deployment. Let me show you another tool. We've got, of course, the AZ command line, which I have just used, but we've got also here a plugin. Well, we've got plugins for all the major IDEs, including this one, which is IntelliJ IDE. And if I go here to my Azure Explorer plugin, I can see all my Azure resources, including Azure Spring Cloud. I can have a look at my cluster. I can see my app, which is already running. And I can have a look, for example, at its log. So I can see my app's logs to see if everything is working fine. And I can do this from within my IDE. So different ways of working with Azure Spring Cloud. You've got the CLI, but you've got also graphical tools, which are, of course, easier. So let's have a look. My app is already up and running. As you can see, it's been starting on the server. So if I go back here to my app and I click on this URL, I'm going to have the same app that we had on localhost, but this time it's running on, as you can see, on the web. So that's how easy it is to deploy my Spring Boot app to production. Now that we've seen those two things, securing and deploying to production, let's talk a little bit at how we can improve that application. There are two things here which are, of course, not finished. First one here, I had my secrets, which were in my application.properties file, which is, of course, a very bad practice, and you should not do that. If you want to improve this and secure those secrets, and so don't put that in your Git source code, well, you should use a service like KeyClock, like KeyVault. KeyVault, let me type it here. And so there will be a section just afterwards about Azure KeyVault, which will explain how you can deploy your app using KeyVault to Azure Spring Cloud. And it's using basically the same mechanism as we just saw before. So it's a Spring Boot starter and some configuration. So that's very easy. Second thing that you might want to do, as you can see here, I want to send some messages to the web. Well, you will want to code some Spring Boot controller and probably deploy it. Send your messages using a system like GMS. That's another session you will have a little bit later in today's event. And you will see that on Azure, we've got a service called Service Bus, which is now compatible with GMS. So you can use the good old GMS template from Spring Boot. Let me give you an example here. And you can inject your GMS template and send your messages using GMS like you used to do, I would say, 10 or 15 years ago using GMS. But today, you use it using Azure and the different services provided by Azure. So production is very easy because it's handled by Microsoft Azure. And as a developer, you just use a Spring Boot starter and the usual Spring Boot configuration file to have everything up and running very easily. So on your side, it's, I would say, development as usual, and even probably easier than usual. And for the production side, there's like nothing to do. You just configure Azure and everything runs in production very easily. So I hope you have seen quite a number of interesting technologies. There will be so three more events that should interest you with regards to what we have just seen. So Josh Long about the Spring Boot starters, Key Vault, and GMS with Service Bus. If you want more information on Azure Spring Cloud, of course, we've got a full documentation, and we've even got on Microsoft Learn a full learning path, a full module to explain you and teach you how to better use Azure Spring Cloud. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Julien. That was a wonderful summary of deploying your apps securely to Azure Spring Cloud. Do you want to tell us a little bit about these links just to close up?
Yes, thank you. So if you want more information on Azure Spring Cloud, so we've got a quick start on GitHub. We've got a workshop also available on Microsoft Learn. And of course, we've got lots of documentation. So if you want to learn more, well, I engage you to go and have a look at those different links. Also, if you want to have information about migrating your app to Azure Spring Cloud, we've got three links for Spring Boot, Spring Cloud, and Tomcat. By the way, I'm the one who did the first two quick starts. So if there is any bug, don't hesitate. Open up a ticket, and I'll be happy to help you, of course.
Thank you very much.